I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Most of us were not raised hunting black bears, largely because there weren't a lot of bears to hunt when today's adults were growing up. But oh, what a difference a generation can make. That story in a moment.
Someone once compared sporting clays to playing golf with a shotgun. When was the last time golf was this exciting? Every station offers a different challenge, but they all have one thing in common. The action is fast, and you have to earn every broken target. Not what you expected? Then give shooting a try.
To learn how to get started, visit wheretoshoot.org.
There was a time in West Virginia when seeing our state animal was a rare occurrence experienced by only a precious few, and even fewer who had the wherewithal to hunt and bag a black bear. But oh, how times have changed.
We've had bear sighted in every county within West Virginia. Obviously some more than others, but even up through the along the Ohio River, we've had calls of reproduction, sows with cubs, and all of that, all the way up and down the river.
That's Chris Ryan, who leads the DNR's Bear Project and says the efforts of his predecessors researching the Bruins made all the difference.
Within the last 10 to 15 years, our bear population has really taken off, and that's because how the former biologists set the seasons. So by setting the seasons later, let those sows go to den earlier, and thereby let the population increase, but still let hunters pursue the bear.
Now, those changes were made in 1979 and 80, but a bear is slow to respond to positive change.
The second lowest reproducing animal in North America, because once, like a little female cub, she's not going to start having cubs till she's three. Then if she even has them at three or four, it's like three in southern West Virginia, four or five up in the mountains of Randolph and Tucker and Pocahontas County. So by the time, if she reproduces at five, by the time those cubs, her cubs, are actually big enough to be harvested, that's 7 years.
But they've caught up today, and the opportunity to see and hunt the black bear in West Virginia has never been more lucrative, particularly in the southern counties like Boone, Kanawha, Raleigh, and Fayette.
There's very, very few spots in North America that are, they're that prolific. You know, we've handled a lot of bears, almost 500 bears. Our District 4 and 5 guys have handled down there, and the reproduction is just incredible. The adult sows have over three cubs a litter, so, you know, every other year they're kicking out a cub and a half. The female survival has been over 80% down there. So it's really good.
And the numbers of bear hunters are increasing exponentially as well.
The number of bear stamps sold over the course of the last 5 to 6 years has just skyrocketed. Last year was over 26,000. So, you know, that's quite an increase in our bear hunter population.
The archery season for black bear is already underway, and in selected counties, you can also take a bear during the gun season for deer. Consult your license brochure or log on to WVDNR.gov to find out where. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.